You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and welcome to 2-Minute Time Lord podcast number 249. It's Christmas Day, and that means it's time to talk about the Christmas special, right? Wrong, because I'm with family without access to BBC America's screening tonight, so that'll be tomorrow's episode of 2MTL once I've gotten it from iTunes. Today, we're going to take a look at the big announcement from earlier in the month about the impending departure of Karen Gillan and Arthur Darvill, and thusly, Amy and Rory Williams-Pond, or whatever. Amy, and to a certain extent Rory, who was a recurring character in Series 5, will take the honor away from Rose Tyler as the longest-serving companion in the revived series. In terms of longevity alone, that brings Amy into the category of companions that were seriously influential to the show, along with such names as Rose, Jamie McCrimmon, Sarah Jane Smith, and the Brigadier. But being an influential character is about more than longevity. It's also narrative impact, and that's where I think the jury is still out on Amy and Rory reaching those same heights. Gillan and Darvill have the acting chops, absolutely. We've seen them do brilliant stuff over the last 2 years. But story-wise, I have a harder time determining their impact. Rory, while brilliant, is firmly in sidekick territory. Whether he was everyman or the last centurion, Rory was always second banana. Amy, on the other hand, spent the fifth series as more of a plot device than a memorable character. I submit that companion characters become more influential over time when you get to know them, and can't imagine a story without them, but not when the story's about them. This continues during the sixth series. Amy's character is rebooted less, but she's still more a mystery to be solved than a partner to the Doctor. Let's not forget Karen Gillan's own influence on the marketing success of Doctor Who. Remember that Matt Smith was as much of a mystery as Gillan was when Series 5 launched. She's been a hit with the audiences. She helped sell the Moffat reboot. But for me, for Amy to hit the same heights as those older companions of lasting influence will depend on two things. First, will fans years from now keep coming back to the story of the girl who waited? And second, how will Amy and Rory leave the show? And will they leave a mark on the Doctor in their passing? Or will he find a new friend and travel along, unchanged? We'll find out in Series 7. And that's 2-Minute Time Lord podcast number 249. Tune in tomorrow for 2MTL 250 as we review The Doctor, The Widow, and The Wardrobe. And then a few short days after that, I promise this time, we pick up with our throwback review of The Doctor Dances. In the meantime, more episodes of 2-Minute Time Lord podcast are available at twominutetimelord.com or on iTunes. I'm on Twitter at numeral2minutetimelord or facebook.com/numeral2minutetimelord. See you tomorrow.